From WDAV Classical Public Radio and South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Lisa Simeone with World of Opera. And that's not just the name of our program, it's also what we try to bring you. That is, we try to present as much as possible of the entire world of opera. So now and then on the show, you just might hear something a bit out of the ordinary. Now wait, you might be saying. The flower duet from Delibes' Lakmé is hardly unusual. You hear it everywhere. Well then, how about this? Okay, so the Dance of the Hours from Ponchielli's La Gioconda isn't unusual either. It's been used in everything from Alan Sherman's Hello Mudda, Hello Fada to Walt Disney's Hippo Ballet. So, what's our point? Well, it's this. On World of Opera, when you hear familiar operatic melodies, you often hear the rest of the opera along with them. And in cases such as Lakmé and La Gioconda, that is a bit unusual. And the same goes for this. This gentle tune has been used in so many different pastoral scenes, in movies, on TV, even in cartoons, that it's almost a cliché. And the melody has become so familiar on its own that it's easy to forget it was born right next to this passage. That's right. This one overture by Rossini has two melodies that now rank among the most familiar tunes in music, not just opera. In fact, they're so familiar that even people who recognize this as the William Tell overture sometimes forget that there's actually an opera called William Tell. And the truth is, the complete opera isn't played nearly as often as you might think. So when we hear this music again in just a few minutes, we'll follow it up with something out of the ordinary. All four acts of Rossini's final opera premiered as Guillaume Tell in 1829. This time on World of Opera, Rossini's William Tell comes to us in a complete production from the Royal Opera House Covent Garden in London. Baritone Gerald Finley stars in the title role in a performance led by conductor Antonio Pappano.